Sounds good.
Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Price City Fire Chief Dave Johnson. Chief, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for the time to be able to come and visit with you.
And, you know, it's that time of year where you guys are extremely busy. You know, the weather is a bit rough. Fires start popping up all over the place. So we're bringing in here to hopefully encourage the public to lessen that load that's going to be on you. And it's going to start this weekend with the 4th of July. You got fireworks flying throughout the sky. And those are things that, as fun as they are, they can go south very quickly.
Yes, they could be extremely dangerous, especially if we don't use our precautions and follow the labels on the fireworks themselves.
And, you know, when you look at it, there's always the running joke, too, that July 3rd is the last night that some guy's going to be spending with all 10 of his fingers. And, it's like you said, it's important to follow those labels. So as people are getting ready for these fireworks shows at their homes, what kind of safety tips would you recommend to make sure that their night is entertaining but also safe?
Absolutely. Definitely know the local and state laws. Kind of like your discharge time, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. On the 4th, it is extended until midnight, and the 24th as well. We also want to pick appropriate locations for our fireworks. Identify the hazards before we start lighting them, like dry grass, the brush, and any other combustible material that we could find.
Yeah, you're not going to want to start lighting them off before looking where you're at. Looking Absolutely. Before you leap, that's a terrible decision you could be making.
Absolutely. A couple more tips we could follow is keep a water source nearby, like a garden hose. Always follow the instructions on the label, of course. Always have a responsible adult lighting the fireworks. Also, lighting only one at a time. And then after the use of the firework, let's make sure we're soaking them in a bucket, making sure that, of course, no relighting happens. And never relighting a dud if you actually do come across one.
You know, I remember as a kid, I had a family friend who their dad relit a dud. You could hear that explosion from halfway across the town. You want to avoid that at all costs. And, you know, let's say things unfortunately do go south. You know, you have a mishap with these fireworks. You catch a structure on fire. What's the best course of action immediately following that happening?
Absolutely. Call 911 immediately. Try to get us there as quickly as possible. Make sure we're trying to take all the preventive actions to be able to stay away from that as well.
You know, as in your role as fire chief, I'm sure you deal pretty heavily in the world of fireworks, whether it's people lighting them off, whether you're trying to educate them on that. What do you find is one of the biggest misconceptions about it? What do you find people time after time again kind of struggling with when it comes to firework safety?
Mostly if they're uneducated. So if they do not take the time to read the packaging, making sure they're doing the right things of picking the right locations, making sure we have a water source nearby, and just following them safety tips, we can definitely learn a lot from it.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's most important, like you said, to follow the instructions on those packagings, follow those safety tips that are provided by the manufacturer. You don't want, as entertaining as it is to watch, you don't want to be the people shooting fireworks off at each other, catching something on fire, and just making a mess of the whole holiday, not just for yourselves, but for all those brave men and women in the fire department who are going to have to leave their families to come and help battle these blazes. Now, Chief, before we let you go, is there anything else you want to leave the public with fireworks safety?
Just be cautious. Definitely follow all the safety tips we can provide, making sure we're respectful to others, and be safe and enjoy the holiday. Let's not make it a terrible experience.
Yeah, let's enjoy the holiday. Let's not start a wildfire while we're at it too. Chief, it's a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Price City Fire Chief Dave Johnson. We're talking about firework safety as the holidays approach, July 4th and the 24th. Big firework holidays. Stay safe, have fun, and just don't start any major fires. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.